And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks. With your hosts, the betting pros, Justin and Jason. So get suited up, grab a drink, and enjoy the show.
Welcome, pro football bettors. If it's Friday, it's FNL.
Woohoo!
On tonight's episode, we break down all the games fit to bet for Wild Card Weekend in the NFL playoffs. Who's excited for the NFL playoffs?
I am.
I have a funny story.
Okay.
It's very quick. It's not funny, actually. Don't, everyone out there is like, oh God, here you go.
You set the bar high. Let's
I know,
hear it.
It's stupid. My boy John looks at me sadly the other day and he goes, hey man, you guys going to do a playoff thing? Is that it? I said, dude, what are you talking about? Of course, bro. We're rolling. He goes, yes. That feels good. So with our five listeners, like at least people count on it every week or like they're shaving or they're driving or whatever they're doing. Like,
So you're telling me we have five.
There's a chance. There's a chance.
You're telling me there's a chance.
So anyway, I thought that was very sexy and I wanted to put that out there. Yeah. Thanks, John.
What size is John? I'm sending him my hoodie.
Oh wow.
Get me started.
Are you going to sign it for him?
See now what he's doing? He's already on. He's already on me for the hoodie.
Yeah.
John, let's go.
Now I got to give him mine.
We'll see. We'll see if the warehouse can.
Shit ain't free, cuz.
Can process that. So, anyways, that's really cool. Tell him thank you.
I tell him thank you every day.
Lately, I've been starting the show by saying, T, how are you feeling? How's the little munchkin? Where are we at? I don't know if this is too forward. I hope it's not. I called ahead to the hospital.
Okay.
They said it's totally cool if I set up two Shure microphones,
yes,
a ring light, and an epidural. Is that cool? Is that fine?
To film an NFL podcast or
to film the delivery,
the live action. We are reporting live from Tanya's birth.
Is it okay if we work the birth into next week's pod?
I think we could do that. I think we could just create another section.
I just wanted to make sure that you were comfortable with
That's fine. As long as the hospital's okay with that. Which hospital is it, by the way?
Las Vegas General.
Perfect.
Sure. These are the days of our lives.
I think Dr. Quartermain works there.
Yeah. The general. It's always general or, you know. No, honestly, we plan on doing these shows at a certain time or whatever. And sometimes we're right on. Sometimes we're a couple minutes later. Tonight we were, you know, working things out. But I feel like the more pregnant she is, like the prettier she shows up.
Whoa, look at you.
No, like seriously. Like you could go back.
Just
3 weeks.
Just quit while you're ahead, kid.
No,
just quit.
You can
just
go back a couple weeks. Like tonight she texted both of us because we're always on a thing. Hey, we're ready. The Zoom's coming, whatever. And she goes, guys, if you don't, I'm so sorry. Like I just might need a couple
running
more
a
minutes.
Slow.
Yeah. And I said, baby, that's fine. Everything's set up. Just show up, camera ready, boom, we shoot. And Jason was like, thanks for the heads up. Let's go. And this shows up.
Oh. Well, you know what? See? You're making me fall in love with you all over again.
So thank you. Thank you. And that's all I'm going to give to that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Unreal.
Thank you.
It's like she gets better every second.
You're too sweet.
Whatever.
I appreciate that. And
I appreciate
you.
I
feel pretty good I'm 36 weeks tomorrow, which is wild. But feel pretty good.
That's
excited.
Great news.
I can't believe that within a month. I mean, it's a shame that the podcast might be done at that point.
We're
going
to figure it out. We're going to be like,
here
catch,
it is.
Touchdown.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh. By the way, play the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, but feeling good right now. So anything's possible, though, at this point. So we'll have a story for you, I'm sure, at some point.
I think it's super cool. It's the only podcast that is in this particular position. I think it's awesome, exciting. Like, I'm not listening to a lot of football podcasts by expectant mothers.
Yeah.
So I think we have that cornered.
Yep.
Which is good.
Have that audience.
No, but
next year, will she have a glass of wine in one hand and like a swaddle thing in the other and go, I like the Redskins. Yes. They're not called the Redskins anymore, but whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
I will podcast responsibly, but this will
not
be water anymore.
It'll be a rosé parlay.
I sense a theme, like every time I talk to T, she's like, what I'm looking forward to mostly is not necessarily like the nursery rhymes or the swaddling, or it's pretty much the booze that I've been missing for 9 months. When does that happen?
Oh, that's just an added bonus.
They don't call it Mother's Little Helper for nothing.
Yeah.
No, we'll see.
By mother, I mean father.
Oh, but I'm excited. Hey,
listen, again,
it'll be a wild ride.
You're awesome.
You're crazy.
Hey, you're awesome.
You're why we show up.
Jason, you're
week.
Awesome.
Oh, why? Thank you so much.
Everything is awesome.
Everything is awesome. If you heard it again,
everything is cool.
Okay. Woo.
Are we getting to some football, or should we?
Let's talk about football.
Because I feel like you guys are. Like, no offense. I mean, I know, like, I'm pumping you up and it's new baby and you guys are adorable. And Justin is clearly trying to curry favor with all of his nice talk tonight. But, like, hello, we've gone 10-2.
Wow.
And somebody is dragging this team down. And I'm not pointing fingers. But you guys have won the 10 and I've lost the 2. And that's fucked up.
Shoot.
Hey, it's the team, baby. Team.
I say that in jest, but I went 1-1 last week. Jay, you went 2-0. T, you were perfect as usual. And we hit our teaser again. 5-1 last week. 5-1 the week before. This fucking pot is on fire.
Yeah, I mean,
we're hitting all kinds of winners around.
Like, this is on video.
No, seriously,
check it. These picks are going in.
Go check it.
Telling me, I don't know about that. What you said yesterday. Fine.
Facts.
Bam.
Get to the window, dude.
Get to the window, homeboy. Like, hey, and I'll take 1-1 all day long, by the
way.
You got your money back.
I'm not apologizing.
You got your money back. You didn't lose nobody money but juice. You know what I mean?
I'm not apologizing for success.
Right.
And we have recommended over the last 2 weeks on this pod, 10 winners and 2 losers. And I double dog dare you to beat that.
And so I predicted that Joe Judge would get fired. So if you could have bet on that, you'd have won that bet too.
Can we talk about coaches for 1 second?
Sure.
Only 1 second.
Oh, sure.
I have a little bit of little heart palpitation over my boy Fangio.
Oh,
what were his crimes, dude? Really?
They suck.
Come on.
You can't combat
Drew Locke. That's not his fault. Played the Chiefs tough last week. Fangio, defensive genius. They had to. Well, who are they going to get?
I don't know who they're going to get, but the reality is, like, look at the Saints, what they did this year. They had a winning record with the same bullshit, bro. The same shit. No receivers. Kamara missed 5 games. Taysom Hill's the backup, blah, blah, blah. Or Jameis Winston. Like, there's a lot of teams that go through that, and they still win. The Broncos suck.
They don't suck.
They started the season off. Was it 3-0 or 2-0?
3-0. They started 3-0.
You're fired.
They have a great defense.
Fired.
And you were nervous as fuck when they came out the box against KC last week. Come on.
Fired.
They covered the number.
They covered. Yeah. And, well, you know what? Again, if Travis Kelce, you know, catches that at the 5, if KC says, let's do this shit, bam, they go in. On my circa last week, I had the Jets over the Bills, plus 16. They were down by 10. It was 4th and 5 from the
brutal.
5, and the Bills went for it.
Fucking
why do you
brutal.
Go for it, Bills? So when you want someone to go for something, they don't. And when you don't want them to and take a fucking knee because you don't care, or kick a field goal, they want to learn shit and they want to practice stuff. But the key to the reality of it all is that I said that Nagy would get fired.
Yep.
And he's fucking fired. Yes, I said that he was going to be the first to be fired. Who knew Urban Meyer was going to get fired first? But Nagy got fired, and I said that Joe Judge was going to get fired. And after this week, maybe Sean McVay should be fired.
Wait a second. That's especially coming from you.
Yeah, I don't care.
You're going to have some repercussions if you say
I don't give a rat's you know what. 17-0 at halftime. The guy was 44.
You're just angry about that game.
No, I'm not angry at all. 44-0. Listen to this. I'm going to say it really slow.
I don't even know what I'm listening to right now.
44-0 at halftime when you have a lead. You know what his lead was? 17-0.
17-0.
You know what happened? They lost. You know why?
I can't believe you're calling for McVay.
Get him out of there.
Whoa. That's enormous, dude. The tables have turned.
When they lose this week, because Matt Stafford's 0-3 in the playoffs. He's about to be 0-4.
Wow.
When they lose this week, maybe the McVay era is over. You know who's a pimp? Matt LaFleur. Yeah. That's a young man that knows what he's doing. Look at his record in 3 years. That's a young man that knows what he's doing.
By the way, his barber,
clean.
Unbelievable. He's got the sickest fade in the NFL.
He's a good looking kid.
I have gone into Floyd's 99 in Venice 2,000 times.
Just show the video.
Show the picture of LaFleur and they give me the fucking shit. I can't get the LaFleur.
They say we can't put lipstick on a pig.
God damn it.
You fat old man.
Yes.
He's 33 years old. He's good looking. We were all good looking at one time. Now
bro, I go in wanting the LaFleur. They give me the Roethlisberger and tell me to get the fuck out.
I was going to say, you just asked for the Ben Roethlisberger and you'll be good. And they go, that makes sense.
They go, the Hooters is down the street, bro.
It's like that Friends episode when Phoebe was cutting Monica's hair and she goes, you wanted the Demi Moore? She goes, what did you do? And she goes, it's the Dudley Moore. She goes, I thought you said Dudley Moore. I said Demi Moore, you fucking bitch.
Yeah.
She gave her the Dudley Moore. That's what you got.
That's good.
You got the Dudley Moore.
Okay. Well, we have a big show.
I'm sorry. Anyway, coaches, smoaches. A lot of crazy things last week with the playoffs. Not going to get into it. We got to speed the show up. But, like, man, the Raiders and the Chargers could have had a side bet and just said, hey, how about we take a knee? And
unbelievable
both of us
game.
Are in the playoffs.
Great game.
But because they hate each other, they didn't. And for all those Charger fans out there, if there are any left, your coach is a jerk off. Nobody goes for it on fourth down on their own 10-yard line. I don't care what analytics say.
And if they do, is that the play that they run?
No. Come on, Brandon Staley.
Too soon to talk for
nuts.
Staley, coach of the year?
Yeah, maybe that ended that, right? Anyway.
Okay, well, we're about to talk to them, so let's just get into our first
talk
pick.
About it.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash? Gentlemen, lock it up.
I would like to talk about the Bengals and the Raiders. They just coincidentally played each other a few weeks back here in Las Vegas. The Bengals basically shit down their neck.
You smashed.
Smash fest. And then it got a little dicey at the end and, you know, Raiders made a push. I think it was 31-30. Yep. It was ugly.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow has done what no one else has ever done ever in the NFL. And this is not a shock to me, an LSU guy, a, you know, New Orleans guy. He threw for almost 1,000 yards in 2 games. It's never been done in the NFL, whatever they call it, the new era, never been done. And he's also the most sacked quarterback in the NFL. And mind you, in LSU, they used to call him the magician because he would just like get out of trouble and like bounce and just dart because he's got wheels. And so they blame that on the O-line and they say that, you know, the only thing about Cincy is that O-line. But I got to tell you, dude, I would take leading the league in sacks if I have that one more second, like, oh, Jamar's about to just make the break. Boom. And then Jamar, it makes it look so easy when Jamar just goes touchdown, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you get sacked, not so much. It looks like, what are you doing? It didn't work out. I'll take that probability of like him getting sacked versus him waiting, got him, right? He's not a dumbass that waits too long like Baker Mayfield to get sacked 5, 9, or 10 times in the game.
Okay.
He's just a guy that's looking for that opportunity. He's looking at all his reads. He's a smart dude. He's not a jerk. The Raiders.
But his O-line is bad, right?
They're bad. They're bad.
It's not because he's waiting too long for Chase to get open. It's because his O-line is legitimately bad, right?
Yes and no, because like Patrick Mahomes' O-line's not the best. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like right there. The guys like Tom Brady, those guys will die for him. And he has all day long. And like he's 44 years old and they're saying, don't touch the kid. Don't touch him. Don't touch Tom.
Brady has the fewest sacks.
Correct.
In the NFL this year. Right.
So in closing, the Raiders play these very close games. When they win by three games.
That's scrappy.
Three points or less. They don't blow you out. And they've already lost to this team once. So just to like cure my handicap or whatever, Derek Carr has been playing well. He's also shown that he's a leader. They've been through a ton of shit this year, man. They've been through a ton of shit. And Derek Carr has always been the answer. Like, you know, I'm gonna step up as the captain. Talk to me. Interview me. Don't talk to those guys. Don't. I'll tell you what's going on in this locker room. And you know what? I respect him a lot. I respect the way he's gone in his journey. But
same.
I feel like now they got to go to the Bengals. It's cold. They're on such a high. They played the last game of the night on Sunday, and now they play the first game on Saturday. So they got the fewest rest, which people are like, well, that's not fair. Well, that was the scheduled game. Whoever plays the Bengals is playing in this slot.
That's a great point.
Joe Burrow sat out. Everybody's healthy. I just think that there's no way in hell. And I said this last week, and I was wrong. So, Chris, I apologize. But not again. I love the Bengals, and I love the total to go skyrockets in flight.
Mm.
So I'm giving you 2-1.
Okay.
Which I don't have to do. But this is playoffs, so we don't have a lot to choose from.
You're going side and total?
I'm going side and total. I'm going Bengals, and I'm going over. And I will not comment after your comment. Give me what you got, but that's what I think. What do you think?
Over 49.
Before that's I a total lock it right up. Now.
Yeah, yeah. As usual, your handicap is thoughtful. I love what you said about the emotional high and then traveling and also weather. It's not trivial. It's going to be fucking freezing. It's going to be like below 30 in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
And the Raiders don't play that great in cold weather. I have nothing to say about your handicap. You've been on fire. There's a reason this podcast is 10-2 and it's not me. Okay. The only thing I'll say is for some reason, the Raiders are like a New York City cockroach, bro.
Yeah. They won't go away for sure.
You can't kill them. You're very articulate with how you praise Derek Carr, and I agree with you. He's held this team together under extreme circumstances. So I'm not going to stand in your way. I love your handicap. For me, I cannot go against this Raiders right now because they got the magic. They got the mojo. It doesn't matter what you throw at them. Like a cockroach, they will not die.
I love that. Vibe.
God bless you. You've been perfect on this pod. So what am I going to say? Oh, you're wrong? Take Cincy. Take the over. Tail J. Fade this J. Do your business, dude. Like, what do I got for you?
I think that you have a new style. And I think that is, I say this, so this will happen. Last week, you said, give me the Chargers.
Yeah, so the Raiders will win.
Because I want the Raiders to win.
Yeah.
Right? We did that for Chris.
Yeah.
And so Chris probably was like, yo, dude, that worked. Listen, I am not a Bengals fan. I'm just saying, as I said last week, when it was 3, now it's 4, it ain't going to be 5. So I'm going to just stick to my guns, pop, pop, pop. Give me the Bengals. Give me the over. Pick your whatever you want. One or the other. Over or Bengals or both. Lock it up.
All right, Jason. Your Steelers. Speaking of Ben Roethlisberger, let's talk about the Steelers. They head to Kansas City to face the Chiefs this week. The Steelers got blown out 3 weeks ago on that same field. Happy to be there, or can they move on? What's going to happen?
Happy for the party?
I like the way you phrase that.
Show up to the party. Hey!
Let me tell you something right now.
Oh, God.
If you see Mike Tomlin doing the Dougie in the locker room after champagne, that is not Mike Tomlin. I do not want to see Mike Tomlin happy. I do not want to see Mike Tomlin celebrating. I want to see Mike Tomlin be asked by a reporter, has USC reached out to you, homie? Like, and I want to see Mike Tomlin say, are you asking every other coach? Right. Why they aren't coaching college, so I'm not good enough to coach the pros anymore. Now I got to take a college job. That's when I like Mike Tomlin, because I feel like Mike Tomlin's about to swing on your ass.
But he was doing the MC Hammer. Like, I've never seen that. Homeboy was hammer timing it in the locker room. I was like, that can't be Mike Tomlin with that all his chains.
I don't want Mike Tomlin.
Homeboy was hammer timing it, dude.
I don't want to see Hammer Time. I don't want to see the Running Man, the Cabbage Patch. And I don't want to see anything Mike Tomlin knows from our era, because that means Mike Tomlin is not mad. And I love mad Mike Tomlin, and I hate happy Mike Tomlin.
I love that handicap. Keep it coming. Come on to the real world.
This whole pod is going to shock and amaze you. Ready? Ready for this?
The first time he fades Pittsburgh. Bring it on. Come on over.
Wait. Big Ben is tired. His feet hurt.
I'm so tired.
He wants to watch the new season of The Bachelor. He does not want to be playing football anymore. He's done it. They weren't supposed to get in the first place.
I saw a little bit at the end when they won. He was like,
oh,
yay.
Damn it. Now I can't get my lemon pepper wings on. I got to actually do a sit-up this week. And I felt his pain.
Lemon pepper wings.
Because I also don't want to do a sit-up this week. I also want to eat wings. And that's why I love Big Ben, because he is the avatar for all of us dads that are tired.
Oh, God.
We don't want to fucking go to Kansas City. I don't want to see Patrick Mahomes' brother TikToking on the fucking 50-yard line. I don't even know what TikTok is. I'll just put that out there. And neither does Big Ben. He wants to go home. He wants to put on his comfortable slippers.
He wants
to watch a whole week of Shark Week and order a KFC bucket.
That sounds so great.
And I fucking feel that.
Apparently, football, Tanya wants that same KFC bucket. Good. Now I got to go get a bucket.
By the way, this is what's going to be fun about the pod this week, coming out of this fucking dragging the team down with two losses. Ready for this? On
their hands and needles.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about picks.
This Pittsburgh pick. Because we think he's going Pittsburgh.
Listen to this. Kansas City is favored by 12.5 points.
Yeah.
They're going to blow Pittsburgh out of the water. And they're going to put Big Ben out to pasture. But, and wait for it, I'm taking the Steelers, motherfucker.
Didn't see that one coming.
Give me the 12.5 because Kansas City cannot fucking cover. I'm going to tell you that, and then I'm going to tell you that. And we know Pittsburgh's favorite number is 16. Maybe 17 on a good day, but they have not scored more than 16 or 17 all year. And I'm telling you, Kansas City is going to score 23 to 28 points in this game. They're going to win by 11, and Big Ben is going to cover the number. He's going to go home. He's going to put on the new season of The Bachelor. He's going to get his lemon pepper wings.
It's the lemon pepper.
He's
going to
be in retirement. But for one last time, he's going to cover that 12 and a half. Give me the Steelers. Give me the sack leader, TJ Watt.
Oh, my God, what that?
I know what your thoughts are, but tell me them anyway.
You're sick.
They got absolutely flambasted 3 weeks ago. It was 36-3. And then after, like, my grandma, who's dead, came in the game, Pittsburgh scored a touchdown, and it was 36-10. Because grandma didn't cover Ty Hill. Bro, it was a boat race. And Big Ben's speech was, you thought we were dead. We're here. There are 14 teams left in the playoffs. We are probably, I'm not making this up. He said this. We are probably the 14th best team in this, well, you know, in this thing. I swear to God, he said this.
Hey, this is a sports betting show, bro.
He goes,
bet the number.
He goes, we are clearly a double digit underdog.
Whoa.
He said, like, guys, look, just go Ben Roethlisberger press conference. It's there. I'm not making this up. He said, there are 14 teams in the playoffs, and we are clearly probably the 14th best or worst. We were not supposed to be here. We probably should be here.
He's so mad he has to play.
So is that statement, you're saying that it's a joke to take the Steelers because they have no faith in themselves?
Pardon me the other night. So in that Raider-Charger game, if for whatever reason they tied, Pittsburgh was out. Part of me said, like, Big Ben got in, like, when he finished his game at 10 o'clock, and then when the Raider game came, they said, the only thing in Jesus' life that could knock the Steelers out of the playoffs is a tie between the Raiders and the Chargers. And Big Ben won the game, and he said, okay. And he went home to his wife, and he said, there's no way it's going to be a fucking tie. We're in. We're in, baby. They were cracking the fucking Dom Perignon. Then Justin Herbert went crazy.
Yeah, he did.
And they friggin' went, they tied, they went into overtime. Both coaches knew that they could literally just sit on the football and run the clock out and then kick it to the next guy, like, if they wanted to. But for whatever reason, there's competitive, there's division, whatever.
Or the coach of the Chargers.
So again, Brandon Staley, dumbass piece of shit that
called
he is.
Called the T.O.
Called a timeout when the Raiders were running the ball. Like, guys, we don't care. We're both in. We'll shake hands. We'll both be in.
Tie all day long.
So when that all started, I said to myself originally, Big Ben is saying, oh my God, are you fucking kidding me? I'm not going to get in the playoffs. But then I thought to myself, maybe he's saying, take a knee.
Oh, of course. He wants his robe and his slippers,
please.
Dude. He's
done. I don't want to play again. Like, I went out like a champ. Don't let me get smoked in Kansas City.
He's done, bro.
Take the knee. Take the knee. Get the tie. You guys both go. I don't go. And then I can go, oh, man, I fucking killed it. I beat the Ravens twice. God damn. Oh, well, let's go golfing. They're going to get flambéed.
Well, now you guys know why we're not 12-0. We're 10-2. Give me the Steelers and lock it up.
Justin, Pats and Bills part 3 this week. Pats got him in Buffalo last time. Buffalo got the revenge win in Foxborough. Who moves on this week?
Give me the New England Patriots plus the field goal plus a point. It's gone from 4, 4.5. It's teetering back and forth in Vegas.
You got it at 4. It's at 4 right now.
I know,
you
but it can
take
change.
It at 4.
It can change. Okay, I'll call it 4. But I'm not Vegas, Jason, so I can't say what it's going to be
on
Sunday.
We tape the pod when we tape the pod. It's 4 right now.
But our listeners still have till Sunday to wherever the line's at to
My
make the choice.
My mom will take it at 3 in the hook, but it's 4 right now.
Your mom has 4 bookies, and they called me the other day and said she owes them a lot of money. So we'll talk about that off camera.
Okay.
I love you.
Oh, are we going with the Patriots or the Bills?
I like the Patriots just because the world likes the Bills, but I guarantee, and I'll take these headphones off forever, if this game goes over 45. The headphones will come off
for you like the rest, under.
For the rest of my life.
You like the under.
So I don't really, yes. I don't really care about the game. I think that everyone and their mama's on the Bills. And I think, too, that the Bills at home can't be beat. But who knows? All the momentum is saying Bills. Mac Jones has been playing shitty as fuck for the last 4 weeks. Patriots were on a high, and then they haven't really come down from that. Or they've come down way down from that, I should say. It's cold. It's not so windy as it was that one time they played. But it's going to be cold. I say under. And maybe the Pats squeeze one out. What do you think?
I'm gonna make it super quick. I love that you took the Pats because every fiber of my being knew that you were going to take the Bills. And not only am I full of surprises tonight, but you are full of surprises tonight. I respect that pick a lot. Pats plus four, under 44. Bro, nice.
Do me a favor then. Lock it up.
Okay, Tom Terrific and his Buccaneers start the defense of their championship run from last year. They play a hungry Philly team this week, though. Happy to be in the hunt. What's the lookout on this one, Jason?
I don't want to get super personal in this podcast, but I'm going to. And I do this reluctantly. There's an issue that I have with Justin that's been brewing for quite a while.
I did not know this.
I have tried to drag him to the Tom Brady party.
Aww.
For years. Bro, go fuck yourself is my reply. Every time I fucking try to say it's Brady, he shuts a door on me. Only one time last year did he begrudgingly tell me, after betting against Brady the entire year, I won't do it again in the Super Bowl. And he didn't. To his credit, we won on Brady in the Super Bowl. I will maintain that Tom Brady has won your husband, father of your child, more money than any other quarterback in the NFL.
100%.
And I believe it. And he still 100%. Fights it. And he still fights it.
I don't fight it. 100%.
And yet, and this is my issue, because he just said he doesn't fight it, but he does. Mm-hmm. He doesn't give it up. He doesn't just go, bro, can you believe how much money we're making on Brady? That guy always covers for us. Every time we bet against him, he fucks us. Every time we bet on him, we fucking come out smelling like roses. And yet, I can't hear a kind word. I can't hear an enthusiastic. Maybe he should be MVP this year. No. He'd rather vote for Aaron Nine Toes Rodgers than Brady to this day, if you ask him. And yet, there could be a better case to be made for Brady for MVP. Clearly, Bruce Arians said it's a travesty that he's not nominated for MVP over Rodgers. Here's my handicap. You asked me, Tampa Bay versus Philly. And this is why I get very, like, personal with this shit. Because all of us who grew up in Los Angeles in the Magic Johnson, James Worthy fucking Showtime Lakers era.
We were spoiled.
Talking to Jeff right now. The three amigos, Laker deep, Lakers forever.
We won every title.
There was one Benedict Arnold. And his name was Justin.
And the Chicago Bulls. And Michael Jordan. Oh,
as soon as Jordan came on the scene, Magic who? Michael Cooper who? James Worthy who?
Oh, wow.
It was Jordan. I don't even live in LA anymore. I guess you guys like the Lakers, but I live in Chicago now. What I fail to understand about your hatred, your deep, dark, disgusting hatred for Brady is...
God, it's not disgusting at all.
Bro, this is my whole thing. This is going to blow your mind right now, and you need to accept this.
Wow.
Brady is Jordan. If you tell me that Brady's not mad that Aaron Rodgers is going to get the MVP, then you don't know Michael Jordan. if you don't tell me that Brady turned around to his coach last week and said, Gronk needs one more for a milli and passed it to Gronk to get his incentives when he should have been out, bro. He could have twisted an ankle. It could have ruined their whole Super Bowl run, but he went out there because he's fucking mental and he's competitive, just like Jordan was. The Last Dance, he's pitching pennies against the fucking wall like it was the NBA Finals, like he was locked in. I think Brady is the same as Michael Jordan. I think what makes Brady great is he's hyper competitive. If you remember last week, and yes, I did win one last week. I went 1-1. My one was Tom Brady.
Against you.
Doesn't matter.
Against what? Who did they play?
Wait.
Just for the fans, for the record. Who did they play?
Oh, I'm sorry. Double digit favorite who
Garbage.
Covered?
Carolina, stop.
Wait.
5-13.
Okay, Mr. Smarty Pants. Stop. If you rewind the tape, last week you say to me, I say to you, Brady's going to go out there. He's going to play. And you say to me, no, he's not. He's not even coming out of that tunnel. Blah, 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 blah. My handicap was fucking on point because
Packers lost.
No.
Wrong.
This because is your hatred of Brady.
No.
Here you go.
The
Here
Packers
you go.
Lost to
Tell
Detroit.
Tell me all the reasons why Brady.
The Packers lost to Detroit. So now the
go
Rams,
ahead.
The Rams and that Tampa Bay game was more important.
Because he's competitive?
No. Yes, I told you that. I said it depends on what happens with the Packers. The Packers already have the number one seed. However, it depends on the Rams and whatever. The fact that the reason
still
why...
Still justifying,
time out,
still scrambling.
The reason why Tom Brady has the number two seed is because the Rams suck. That's the only reason. And if the Packers beat Detroit at 10 o'clock in the morning, West Coast time, then Tom Brady doesn't leave the locker room. I said that in the pod. You can rewind it and look it back. Because Detroit pulled that game out and beat the Pack, Tampa Bay had a chance if the Rams lost, because they have the identical record, to be the number two seed. And because the Rams are garbage, that happened. And that's why Tom Brady was in the game. Give Gronk a million. Tom Brady gives Gronk a million every time they go to a strip club, he hands him a million.
You're proving my point. You're still defensive.
Oh, God.
You won't just tell me. Tom Brady came in the game. He passed it to Gronk so Gronk could get his incentives. My whole handicap last week, Tom Brady, it's a fuck you to Antonio Brown. Tom Brady, circle the wagons. Tom Brady, Tom Brady,
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady
gives a flying fuck about Antonio Brown's life? I don't.
There will never be a day where I won't have to drag you to the Brady party, and you're proving my point right now because you just can't give it up. And that's fine. But what I'm telling you this week, it's going to be the same shit. Tom Brady's going to stomp on the Philly Eagles.
And you're going to lay the nine. Is this money line or is this
Wait,
nine?
I haven't said
I'm
anything
curious.
Yet. I haven't said anything yet.
Okay.
And this is what's going to be shocking. I just had to get that off my chest because you are so mad at the money that Tom Brady has made you.
I'm not mad at all.
You're so angry.
God, I'm not mad whatsoever.
You take the money and you spit on it and you fucking you stamp on the money and you go, fuck that, Tom Brady. You made me so much money. I hate that guy.
I really don't ever say that. But okay.
I'm going to give you a shocking statistic right now that's going to fucking change everything. Ready for this?
Yes.
Wild card weekend.
69%
last,
of the
last
dogs
4 years.
Win.
Ready? Underdogs.
69%.
15-3 ATS.
Correct.
Road teams. 14-4 straight up.
Correct.
Give me the Eagles, baby.
Fly, Eagles, fly. Fly, Eagles,
I'm
fly.
So confused.
I love it.
Plus
emotionally.
8.5.
I love it.
I handicapped the fuck out of Tom Brady just to tell you, take the Eagles and the points. What are your thoughts?
I'm going to say one thing, and I'm going to let you lock your pick up. Give me the Eagles. On the money line.
Whoa.
This is it for the Bucks.
Whoa.
They're too banged up and too fucked up. and they are haunted. And even if they do, it's kind of like the Rams. Like, let's say the Rams beat Arizona. They're not going to go further past that. Let's say that the Dallas Cowboys beat the 49ers. They're not going to go much past that. Everybody's got to roll through Lambeau. Tom Brady went through Lambeau last year and won. Not on God's, Jesus Christ, God's green earth will he do it again. Give me the Eagles on the money line. Because what? Tampa's got too many issues, dude. And the Wicked Witch is going to come and is going to snatch it from him. And it ain't going to be Brady's fault. It will not be Tom Brady's fault. No one would be asking for him to retire. The guy threw for 5,300 yards this year. Ain't nobody going to be calling for his retirement. But they're done. There's just too much trouble in that, as I say, in River City.
Who's your MVP?
Aaron Rodgers.
All right. I got you. You love Eagles on the money line. I say take the Eagles plus the 8.5. Either way, Eagles, lock it up.
It's teaser time. Two teams, one bet, 6 full points. So tasty.
So tasty. Well, I don't remember the last time we lost a teaser, so pay attention to this section because we are only giving out winners in our teaser section. Last week, Jay, you took Washington as your leg. They smashed. I took Dallas as a second leg. They smashed. Easy. Winner, winner, winner. What are you thinking about this week?
I like the Bengals. Let's take them all the way down. It was at 5. It was at 6. It might be somewhere around 5.5. I'm not even sure right now. Give me it at plus a half or even money or whatever. I'm going to give me the Bengals at home.
I like that. I'm going to take.
Love the Bengals.
I'm going to piggyback on your Pats pick, and I'm going to tease them up to 10, and I'm going to say, give me Belichick and 10 points.
I love
that. Usually a good bet, so that seems good. Let's take the Bengals plus a half, Jay, to my Pats plus 10, and lock it up.
I love that. I love that so much.
Well, T, no one is ever going to fault you for your Survivor picks because you led all of our listeners to the promised land the whole year. We're sorry to see the Survivor contest end. We look forward to next year. But here's what's fun. We have a brand new section. Today is the first week of T's Rosé Parlay.
What?
That's sexy.
I love rosé.
T, what are you thinking? What is this rosé parlay that everybody's talking about? There's a huge buzz on the street about this. And by huge buzz on the street, I mean no one's talking about it. So please explain yourself.
But when our 5 listeners hear about it, then next week they will text us and talk about it.
I'm very excited about this section. I am too, I love
this. Like, what's the reasoning behind, like, what she wants to do?
Obviously, there's no more Survivor. Obviously, we're in the playoffs. But there's a stigma, I guess, against women and sports betting. And feeling confident to put in that bet or to walk up to the window if you live in Vegas or wherever and to confidently just pick, even if it's win loss, no covers, nothing. It's kind of a scary thing and a scary deal and intimidating when you look back and you look forward and it's all guys in the line. So I just have done it quite a few times in my life and wanted to share some, I don't know, tactics or like confidence or things to help you kind of join the race on that. And whether it's online through a third party sports betting company, they have major ones that you can just download and make it so easy. So pairing that with obviously one of my favorite drinks is rosé. So
that's amazing. I love that. So what you're saying is,
and a parlay, wait, just for people who do listen, who don't know what parlays are, it's you're grabbing more than one team and you're putting it on a ticket and you're saying that all of these teams, whether it be 2, 5, 7, whatever, are all going to win. And then if you put in a $5 bet or a $5,000 bet for the one ticket, it multiplies and whatever, whatever, and you win a certain amount. So that's a parlay.
That's so very well said. When I used to explain that to her, she was like, yeah,
it's just, I don't
know what you're talking about, but you just explained it.
So what you're saying is don't be intimidated because there's a bunch of dudes like betting on football, whether they're at the window or they're on their online apps, whatever it is. For you, for lots of women, it's still fun to bet football. And this is a parlay. It's kind of like, spend $1, spend $2, $5, $10. But if the football games win, you could win enough to have a nice bottle of rosé.
Buy yourself a bottle of rosé.
That's amazing. Yeah. I love that. That's so fun.
$10 ticket, $10 two-team parlay pays $26. That's a nice bottle of rosé.
My best friend Sam and I, she lives here in Vegas too, and she has gained the confidence too to go up to the window herself and put in bets and stuff. So kind of fun to compare tickets,
but stop watching us
over a glass of wine.
But stop watching us every week. Oh God damn! What? Yeah. Like, have your own ticket and go. Yeah,
And you can do it online,
right?
By the way, I'm tailing T's rosé parlay every single week. We haven't even started this, and this is already my favorite section.
So she's got tickets.
I love this.
So T went to the window.
Let's go.
Look at, she's got tickets.
Money.
Right
those
there.
Are real tickets. What do we got, T?
Yeah, but for those who are watching, I have one ticket that's just Chiefs, Cowboys, Buccaneers. So it's the parlay is the three teams.
Big fans.
With spreads, of course, just to kind of.
But those are the biggest fans.
So KC, Bucks, and who else?
Cowboys.
So that's a favorite. That's
for people
a big,
who are watching, this is what it looks like.
But that's a big fave parlay, right?
Yeah. Big Sorry, favorite. It's Love reverse. It.
That's fine.
That's what it looks like.
That's fine.
And then I have a second ticket that is a three team, but it's the Cowboys. And then I have the Steelers, Chiefs under, and then the Cardinal Rams under.
Very nice.
So we'll see what happens with that. And that was a $5 ticket. So again, not intimidating.
What does it pay?
It doesn't pay a lot, but it pays.
Is it a bottle of rosé?
You win 34, but if you put the $5 bucks, down, so it's 20, 30 bucks. That's two bottles of
five to win 35. Rosé. That's a bottle of rosé.
But that's fun, isn't it?
It's great.
Doesn't it give you a reason to watch the game?
And that's another thing too. It's that you have these silly little things, but at least you'll be interested. And then I have a third ticket.
A third ticket.
She says. Two teams.
What is your third ticket?
Well, let me tell you.
I would like to hear it.
Just the Bengals. And then Patriots, Bills under.
That's a two-teamer to win.
Yeah, to win. I put 10 on that. $10. I put 10 on that.
Love it.
To win what?
To win 36, but minus the 10 that you put down. 26 buckaroos.
That is a bottle of rosé.
So
I think T's Rosé's parlay is like all about fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the greatest section ever created. I love this new section.
Like if you lose $5,
who cares?
But you have a blast all day.
By the way, I'm tailing all three of these tickets.
I know, I just wrote them down too.
These are great tickets.
So
what do you got? Cowboys.
And in the words of Marcus Spears, are you ready to lock it in?
No.
Nope.
No.
In fact,
fuck that shit, Swaggy.
Ready
fuck
to lock that. It up.
We lock Yay. It up around here.
Yay. Let's recap on tonight's FNL. If you listen to Justin, you're probably going to go to the window because the kid hasn't lost in quite a while. He's on fire. And he recommends taking the Cincinnati Bengals -5.5 over the Raiders and take the over in the game 49. Jay, you also like the Pats +4 and the under of 44, which is surprising to me. I for sure thought you were going to take the Bills in that game. Good for you. Jay recommends the Pats in that game. I like Pittsburgh, what a shocker, +12.5. I also like Philly another shocker plus 8.5. For our teaser, again, teasers. We are on a huge winning streak with our teasers. Pay attention.
No way Bengals. We lose this teaser. No way we lose this. No way.
Take the Bengals at home in the freezing cold conditions, minus a half a point. Take the Pats on the road and give Belichick 10 points. Lock that teaser up. Our brand new section, Tease Rosé Parlay. If you want a nice bottle of rosé, at least put in one of these tickets. T recommends her first ticket is a three-teamer. KC, the Bucks, and the Cowboys. Her second ticket is the Cowboys, the Pittsburgh total in the game under 46.5, and the total in the Arizona game under 49.5 for a three-teamer. And her last ticket is a two-teamer, the Cincy Bengals to the Pats under. And that's Tease Rosé Parlay. Let's all tail that, Lady Luck, and lock it up.
Well, thanks for joining us tonight. Also, don't forget to like and subscribe this video if you're watching it on YouTube. And if you're not listening on YouTube, our YouTube is Friday Night Locks, as well as our Instagram and Facebook. And then we also have our Twitter at Fry Night Locks, where we post our picks every Saturday around 3 for the circa contest. And
you're very pretty.
It's old rope-a-dope.
Sorry,
dude.
Jason.
It's old rope-a-dope.
She's so pretty.
I love it.
Oh, man.
Please like and subscribe. They're right here somewhere, Dave, wherever they are. Click, click, click. Guys, cheers.
Cheers.
We are in the wild card. We have completed a season of 18.
Is this the last time that we're going to see your family with only two Maybe. On the camera? Are we going to add another little munchkin to the mix next week?
Maybe. Where are we
at? I called there ahead to the hospital.
There won't be both of us and a munchkin, because if there's two of us, it'll be me and you.
Yeah.
Because she'll be done. The baby will come next season, let's say.
Yeah.
All right.
The baby might have pink little fake headphones.
Super Bowl baby, let's go.
Yeah, but let's do what we do. Beat the book, guys. It's not that hard to do. Watch out for all those big lines and all those big favorites, because in the playoffs, that's how they get you. Don't be afraid to sweat those dogs, guys. Don't be afraid to, like, bite your fingernails and sweat those dogs. That's all I got to say. Football's tough. It's not easy.
That's good advice.
Those lines are out there for a reason. I love you both. Thanks for another week of FNL. I love FNL, and I love you guys.
Beat the book.
Cheers. Bye.
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in, and see you all next week. Good luck at the book.